Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to home to get Runnels. Williams moves to third. Keogh moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Held reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keo. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Held scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keo. Keene reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona is walked intentionally. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Monbouquet's glove, towards Green, who fields it, throws to second, with Button covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to home to get Green. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Pearsall throws the ball into Foyles who tags Williams who's trying to score from second, for the out. Keo moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Button reaches second base with a double. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Keane reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hawkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Sadowski and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Brewer moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Ed Sadowski. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Malzone now playing third base. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Pete Runnels now playing first base. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.